This is Bob Wynn with The View from Here. I've been known to criticize the government from time to time, national, state, and even local. Yes, I know, but sometimes they're just so easy of a target. But not today. Nope, today I'm going to give them credit where credit is due. Moore Park has always been a jewel in the community. It's a large park, and I'm sure it takes a lot of maintenance just to keep it looking nice. Plus, don't forget the two marinas right across the street. Wonderful access to the lake. Driving by there yesterday, I stopped to look at the new playground that's being built at the park. It was a community effort and a playground for everyone, and I mean everyone, to enjoy. Looking at the project, one has to be impressed at all the work and dedication it took to keep the project moving and moving forward. It will indeed be a valuable asset to our community, and just one more thing that will make Moore Park a true destination. But that's not all. I had occasion to travel down Main Street. Yes, I know, those blinking red stoplights are truly a dopey idea. But that aside, the park on 11th Street between Main and Klamath Avenue is really impressive. With the days hovering in the 90s, multiple times in the last month, I saw entire families out in the park enjoying the water spouts and the family-friendly atmosphere. Throw in some novel ways for kids to pound on things to keep them busy, and it's a win-win situation. In addition, during the last third Thursday, the amphitheater-type area was in full use, and it looked like it was just the ticket for those type of events. Add plenty of free parking, and it really makes a great impression downtown. Certainly better than the old buildings and weed-filled field that used to be there. Also, the renovated Kit Carson Park. Sky Lakes was the major driver to redo the park, and they've done a great job in conjunction with the city. I walk by there in the morning and see lots of families there enjoying the play area, as well as the covered picnic area and the overall walking trails. I'd be amiss if I didn't mention the dog park as well. I'll admit I kind of scratched my head when it was proposed, but that could have been a reflection of the way my dog acts and not everyone else's. But the dog park is well used, and the pooches look just as happy as their owners to be there, so it was another great addition to the parks here in the Klamath Basin. Now, I know there's a lot more parks around our community, and we'll talk about them, too, some other time. But right now, I'd just like to thank the city and our community for making a difference with these three high-profile parks. A beautiful park and setting for families to enjoy does nothing but enhance the overall image of our community and makes people want to be a part of it. So to everyone, I just want to say, good job and keep up the good work. This is Bob Wynn, and that's The View from Here.